Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
La 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 la. Time now for us to spend some time with your friend and mine, Warren Eckstein, who has The Pet Show, which is a great broadcast, also a weekend show heard in a lot of these same stations. He has a new podcast on Podcast One called The Pet Insider. It'll be great for you to spend some time with Warren Eckstein. I like having him here as well. And in a moment, we're going to find out why it is that Warren has suggested, or others have suggested, that we ought not to hug our dogs as much as we do. I say poo on that. Let's see what Warren says just after these words.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So which is the better teacher, success or failure? Or put another way, do we learn more from our successes or our mistakes? Here's the science of it. It seems the brain rapidly forgets our successes. But when it comes to our mistakes, well, the brain has a built-in warning system, which when activated, tries to help you avoid making the same mistake twice. Researchers found that the brain's mechanism to avoid activates about 1/10 of a second after exposure to a similar previous screw-up. The brain's neural signs to bask in success, however, takes much longer. What's the cheap psychological trick? The human brain is smarter than you think. Given the chance, it will alert you to avoid previous painful decisions. Maybe you ought to start listening. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
All right, so let's get to the heart of things here, Warren. Story that we have at DougStephan.com asks you to please stop hugging your dog. And I'm trying to figure out why. This is a study published in Psychology Today. What the heck are they saying?
You know, this is the most ridiculous thing. All of these studies come out, and the majority of these studies that I read, Doug, are usually done under clinical situations. They're not done with real people like you or me. I believe 100%, as long as you have a dog that enjoys being hugged, hug away. It's good for the dog. It goes back to their early puppyhood when they would kind of bundle together to feel comfort and comfortable, and they would kind of hug each other. So I'm a firm believer in hugging. Too many of these clinical studies suggest, again, they take it from a point of view of not being a pet guardian, but more of a study they're doing. So I've been hugging animals. My whole reputation is based on hugging and kissing animals. I say as long as the dog wants to be hugged, hug away. No different with people. You wouldn't want to hug somebody that doesn't want to be hugged either.
Well, Charlotte, my bulldog, would let me know if she didn't want to be hugged, she just walked away. She pulled herself away. Sometimes she wanted to be rubbed and hugged. Sometimes she didn't. It's like human beings, I guess, much as anything else, right?
Exactly, no different. However, studies like this come out, Doug, and what it does is it tells people that maybe they should not hug or be as close to their dogs as possible, which in the long run can create a rivalry rather than a bond. So I say hug away as long as you know the dog wants to be hugged. And again, these studies drive me crazy. I get them every day. If they would spend more time on their hands and knees working with people and the pets they live with every day instead of getting these tremendous grants to do these studies at universities, the results would be a lot better.
There are a lot of pets that go missing every year. What do you say to people who ask you about whether there ought to be a GPS pet collar or that? Is a difference between what I think those would do and having the implanted chip, or are they both the same?
Well, no, the implanted chip is basically not a GPS. What the implanted chip does is you can take it to a veterinarian or a rescue humane society, and they take a wand and they run it over the dog or the cat, and it brings up the information. With the GPS, you can be at home, and let's say your dog's 3/4 of a mile away. The GPS will let you know exactly where that dog is. From my perspective, my dog has an old-fashioned dog tag. He has a microchip, and when the GPS collar comes out that I really believe in, he'll also have a GPS collar on as well. It doesn't make sense not to have every form of protection for your pet that's possible. It just doesn't make sense not to use it.
In the Better Living Box at DougStephan.com, we repurposed a blog from you about whether your pet talks to you and what they say. I think we touched on this a couple of weeks ago. I just wonder about interpreting what the words, what the expressions mean.
Well, any good pet guardian, listen, you and Charlotte were as close as any two people I know. When I say people and pets. And the bottom line is, there's no doubt in my mind that you and Charlotte communicated, sometimes verbally, sometimes via the body language, and sometimes maybe using a sixth sense. So I honestly believe that dogs and people do have this ability to really understand each other if, again, they spend the time watching their behavior, their dog's behavior, and understanding what they're doing. So, yeah, I think people and dogs have that ability.
Warren's new podcast, The Pet Insider, at Podcast One. Warren Eckstein here with us on the Good Day program. Check out thepetshow.com as well.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
America!